approach. On your knees. You stand before me, accused of the crime of hunting in my royal forest. What say you? Ah, so you admit your crime. Your ignorance bears no weight here. Your confession is all I require. The punishment remains the same. Death. Silence. I did not permit you to speak. Leave us. Stand, child. Let me take a look at you. Sturdy enough in frame, I suppose. Seems a life of poaching has treated you well. Anger. It just pours off of you. And fear. Temperance is an uncommon trait, in my experience. Rarely witnessed, and even less so in one's youth. Quite fortunate for me. I adore it, you see. For what is the point of existing if not truly live? And you? Have you truly lived, my dear? When the platform drops beneath you, in the fractions of a second before the rope halts your descent, will you be satisfied with the time you were given? Or would you do anything for one more day? Go on. Use your words. My dear, you don't really want the answer to that. Now, I didn't say I wasn't going to tell you, did I? I am Queen. But not just that. You understand the concept of nuance, do you not? For instance, are you a thief and nothing more? And if so, why not hang you now and save the world the bother? Calm yourself. I speak in hypotheticals. No punishment is set in stone. You may yet be spared your life. Why? One might suggest you ought to be careful your curiosity does not get the better of you. If you cannot speak in turn, you lose the right to speak at all. Shame, that. Your voice is rather lovely, I think. But those who cannot respect what they are given are doomed to lose it. At least until such time they come to appreciate fully the gift of my kindness. I could will your heart to stop, if I wished. Or for you to fling yourself off the highest tower in the castle, to break upon the cobblestones below, to boil yourself alive in the kitchen's largest pot. That you stand before me at all, intact as you are, is a testament to my patience, my temperance. For though I adore the wild spirits of inflamed emotions, I cannot allow myself the indiscretion. It is my duty to bear, you see. If I were to let my anger get the better of me every time you answered a question of mine with a question of your own, well, by now my gown would be absolutely sodden with your blood. And burgundy is not my color. It is partly my fault, I'm afraid. I should have realized you were not yet ready to show the proper deference. We are from worlds apart, my child, and you are full of the passionate fire of youth. I am no longer accustomed to it as I once was. It will bring some well-needed levity to the castle, I think. I could let you hang for your crimes, true. But that would be such a waste of a fine young specimen such as yourself. For you see, even in a kingdom as grand and vast as my own, they are in short supply. Wars have quite a nasty way of thinning the herd, after all. And my servants, I refer to the humans, of course, the ones who tend my castle, they grow long in their years. They are not as agile as they once were, and require a great deal more time to go about their duties on the grounds. So, you can see how useful it would be to have someone with a bit more vitality around. And you can hardly offer that once you're strung from the gallows, now can you? Like I said, a waste. Not to mention all the blood, of course. It never tastes quite the same once the heart stops beating. And with such a delightful thing like yourself, I wouldn't want to waste a drop. Oh dear. I hope I'm not upsetting you with all this talk of death. But then you did wish to know what I was, did you not? I hope you're satisfied with the answer. Oh, you are lucky. I desire your service more than I desire your blood. Barely. Pardon. It has been some time since I indulged myself in such a curiously enticing bouquet. To your knees, then. Look. Look up at me. Let me see those eyes. Something about you intrigues me. You are more than what the first glance suggests, aren't you? I'm sure of it. I think you are to be my personal servant for the time being. At least until I can figure out what it is that's so calls to me in you. What do you think, my dear? Would you like that? I know you would. You don't even have to say the words. They wouldn't matter anyway.